Sure.
So I guess, Joy, tell us about this study. Most curious with the idea that you have found through the study that a majority of doctors have favorite patients. But I'm wondering, does that also mean or equal that they play favorites at all?
Okay, so yeah, that's a very interesting question. And I think that is an important distinction that the physicians in our study were making. So we went into this study because we're interested in this idea of favorite patients. We know that in all other areas of our lives, we tend to play favorites with teachers, with students. So we wanted to know how this idea extends to healthcare. Do doctors have favorite patients? And do doctors then, do these favorite patients get special care? But what we found was that most doctors do tend to have favorite patients, but they were very careful in that favorite patients, does that mean that they played favorites with their patients?
What else did your study find? So playing favorites for doctors, I think you found that it actually helps with their time management issue. Is that one of the things you found too, or helped them from avoiding burnout?
Right. We found that for doctors, reflecting on this idea of favorite patients actually helps them treat patients more equally, in that if they're able to sort of step back and call themselves out on this idea that I have a special bond with this patient, when they recognize that, they're then able to say, but I don't want this to get in the way of our professional relationship. We are here for this patient's health. A lot of times the physicians in my study use the term, it's about them, not me. And that really, I think, is what's important about recognizing this idea of having favorite patients, that once you are able to recognize it and call it out, you can then manage how you deal with this favorite patient the way you are supposed to deal with all your patients. And also this idea of burnout, we see that, again, on being able to reflect on the positive relationships that doctors have with their patients, they are then able to sort of, these positive relationships are able to get them through the challenging ones, that it helps them when they are stressed out, when they're tired with their work, to recognize that there are some days that are good and some days that are bad, and having these reflections about favorite patients helps sustain them through their relationships and through their work.
How did they describe for you, or how did you get them to describe or quantify, qualify what a favorite patient is? What does that look like to them, that relationship?
Sure. So I think it, just like we like people for all different types of reasons, doctors have favorite patients for all different reasons. We found that favorite patients really come in all shapes and sizes, and a lot of times it has to do with personality, that some people like people who are interesting storytellers. Doctors who are funny tend to like patients who make jokes, things like that. But really the two common things we found about what makes these patients favorite patients are a long-time relationship. So time really helps build these special favorite relationships. And also a lot of times favorite patients tend to be people who either are very sick or have gone through some sort of health crisis. And because of that, they spent more time with the doctors and they're able to get to know each other.